我们继续来查考撒迦利亚书。
So let's continue our study of Zechariah.
请我们来看撒迦利亚书第一章。
If we look at Zechariah chapter 1.
昨天我们查考第一节一直到十七节。
And we've already studied from verse 1 through 17.
那第一节到十一节这是一个意象。
And from verse 1 through 11 is a vision.
好，我们先看十一节。
And if we look at verse 11.
那些骑马的对站在翻地石流中间的神的使者说，我们已经在遍地走来走去，全地都平静安息平静。
Verse 11, so they answered the angel of the Lord who stood among the myrtle trees and said, We have walked to and fro throughout the earth, and behold, all the earth is resting quietly.
然后十二节
Verse 12,
于是神的使者说，万军的神啊，你要恼恨耶路撒冷犹大城七十年，不施怜悯到什么时候呢？
And then the angel of the Lord answered and said, O Lord of hosts, how long will you not have mercy on Jerusalem and on the cities of Judah, against which you were angry these 70 years?
所以从十二节开始就提到神为耶路撒冷心里火热，神要带领他们回来重建耶路撒冷。
And so from verse 12 on, it says how that God with a fiery heart would lead the people back to Jerusalem to rebuild the wall.
这是从十一节看到遍地全都安息平静。
And then this is from verse 11, where it says that, Behold, all the earth is resting quietly.
所以这个看起来神的殿要重新建立一个前提就是全地都安息平静。
And so we see that if the Lord's temple is rebuilt, then all the earth is resting quietly.
那第八节里面骑着红马翻石榴树中间，然后有看到红马、黄马跟白马。
And in verse 8 it says that a man riding on a horse and it stood among the myrtle trees in the hollow and behind him were horses red, sorrel and white.
那这个马怎么解释？这是一个奥秘。
And so how we can explain these horses is a mystery.
但是有人把它了解，这是当时的几个帝国。
And then some people explained it back then as the nations who were, that existed back then.
首先是亚述。
First one is
Assyria.
然
后后来巴比伦打败了亚述。
And then Babylon defeated Assyria.
那到了以色列民要重建圣殿的时候，已经进到波斯帝国。
And then when the Israelites rebuilt the city, they entered into the Persian kingdom.
那波斯把巴比伦打败了。
And then Persia defeated the Babylonians.
所以在波斯的统治之下，各地都平静安稳。
And then under the rule of Persia, all was restful and peaceful.
所以那个时候就是适合回来建殿的时候。
And that was when it was fitting for them to return and rebuild the city.
所以这个教会圣工的发展有时候需要有一个平安的环境，容易发展。
And sometimes for the church to develop, it must require a time of peace to develop.
所以在提摩太前书里面说要为万民祷告。
And in 1 Timothy, it says that we should pray for all men.
让他们能够提摩太前书第二章。
In 1 Timothy chapter 2.
我们看第二章第一节。
Chapter 2, verse 1.
劝你第一要为万人祷告祈求祝谢。第二节
Verse 2,
为君王和一切在位也待如此，所以我们可以敬虔端正平安无事的度日。第三节
Verse 3,
这是好的，在神面前是可蒙悦纳的。这里说要为在位的祷告，他们能够把国家管理得很好，我们可以敬虔端正平安无事的度日。
And here it says we should pray for all men that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and reverence.
这个敬虔就是跟信仰有关系。
And godliness is related to our faith.
比方说我们现在在刚果，我们有我们的教会。
And for example, in Congo, we have our churches there.
但是有一部分的教会在沦落在战区里面，刚果有内战。
And since Congo has civil war, some of our churches are in the areas that are experiencing warfare.
那有一些信徒就逃到难民营去啊。Refugee camp.
Oh, and many of our members have fled to refugee camps.
那这个要拜神，要传福音，就是一个阻碍。
And so this is a place to worship God and to spread the gospel.
一个国家如果没有平静安稳啊，这个国家福音会受影响。
And if there's no peace, or, then this in a country can easily be influenced.
从一九大概九二年啊，一直到二零零一年，差不多十年的时间呢，啊，赖比瑞亚内战。
From 1992 to 2001, Liberia was experiencing civil war.
打到小孩子也在打仗。
And even to the point where children were fighting.
那一段时间我们都没有办法进去。
And during that period of time, we could not enter the country.
那本来有三四个教会，到后来我们结束了在。就是我们连总的工人进去看了、啊、只剩下一间教会。
And when after the war had ended, when we went back in, we saw there only one church remained.
那信徒为着逃难、啊、就全部都不见了。
And because of the members, they fled for their safety. No one remained behind.
那会堂屋顶了、啊、墙壁全部都被子弹打烂了。
And all the church's roof and the walls, they were all destroyed by bombs.
所以这个圣工在那一段时间发展就受阻挡。
And so the spreading of the gospel was faced with many obstacles during that time.
那后来内战停止了，那信徒再回来。
And so when the civil war ended, many of the members returned back.
那教会再重新建立。
And they rebuilt the church.
所以这个撒迦利亚书在讲啊，全地都安息平静，然后啊，神的使者就提到为耶路撒冷祈求，那神说要再重建耶路撒冷。
And so only after the earth was resting quietly, then the angel of the Lord said that we would have mercy on Jerusalem and those cities could be rebuilt.
那神为耶路撒冷极其火热。
And so God was very fervent for Jerusalem.
那个耶路撒冷也可以指着教会。
And Jerusalem represents the church.
新约时代的真教会。
And it is the church of the New Testament.
神为真教会极其火热。
And so God also has a fervent heart for the church.
所以使徒时代以后啊，这个教会就消失了，真教会就消失了。
After the apostolic church, the church was lost.
然后在末世，真教会重新建立。
And then in the latter days, in the last days, then the church would be reestablished.
这是神的怜悯。
And this is the mercy of God.
这也是神的旨意。
And this is the will of God.
所以神为真教会的复兴心里极其火热。
And so God's heart was very fervent for the church.
那十七节。
And verse 17.
你要再宣告说，万军的神如此说，我的城邑必在丰盛发达。
And then again proclaim saying, thus says the Lord of hosts, my city shall spread throughout prosperity.
这是我们看到神对待耶路撒冷跟对待那个巴比伦不一样。
And we see that God treat the way God treated Jerusalem was very different from the way He treated Babylon.
神惩罚耶路撒冷，但是目的不是要毁灭。
God punished Jerusalem, but He did not want to destroy it.
是要他们回头。
And He wanted them to return.
所以后来神可以再使他们繁荣兴盛。
And so that they again could become prosperous.
但是巴比伦。在十五节里面讲
，But in verse 15,
我恼恨那安逸的列国，因为他们从前稍微恼恨我的民，他们就加害过度。
And in verse 15, to Babylon, God says, I am exceedingly angry with the nations at ease, for I was a little angry, and they helped, but with evil intent.
所以巴比伦是被神所用的一个工具。
And so Babylon was a tool used by God.
但是他们在行惩罚对付这个以色列百姓的时候，加害过分。
But when they were used to punish Israel, they went too far.
所以以后神要找巴比伦算账。
And so God wanted to get revenge from Babylon.
那以后巴比伦就被亚述灭掉。
And then Babylon was destroyed by
Assyria. 被波斯灭掉。
Was destroyed by Persia.
所以这个可以看到，神在刑罚巴比伦的时候。是不施怜悯的，到最后就是灭亡。
And we see that God's heart towards Babylon was not merciful, and so in the end they were destroyed.
所以对他的选民跟对选民的仇敌 神对待的方法不一样。
And so to the chosen ones of God and to the enemies of the chosen ones of God, God treats them very differently.
所以蒙神拣选的人神会管教但是最后神要再建立。
God will discipline those who he has chosen, but in the end, he will restore them.
但是如果一个人不进到神的恩典里面当神发怒的时候就灭绝了。
But if someone does not enter into the blessings of God, then in the end, they will be destroyed.
所以这是不一样的一个地方。
And so this is the difference.
好我们再看第一章。
And if we look back at chapter 1.
第一章的十八节。
Verse 18.
说我举目看见有四角十九节
19.
我与我说话的天使说这是什么意思呢他回答说是打散犹大以色列耶路撒冷的角
Verse 18 Then I raised my eyes and looked and there were four horns 19 And I said to the angel who talked with me What are these? So he answered me These are the horns that have scattered Judah, Israel and Jerusalem
那打散犹大以色列的耶路撒冷的角就是一个国家
and the horn that the scattered Judah, Israel, and Jerusalem is only one country,
就是巴比伦
which is Babylon.
所以神也会用世界的强国作为他的工具
And so God will use the strong nations of the world as his vessel.
我们再看二十节
And if we look at verse 20,
神又指着四个匠人给我看
and then,
我说他们来做什么？他说这是打散犹大的脚使人不敢抬头但这些匠人来威吓列国打掉他们的脚就是举起打散犹大地的脚
Verse 20 Then the Lord showed me four craftsmen 21 and I said What are these coming to do? So he said These are the horns that scatter Judah so that no one could lift up his head
所以神所用的仆人不一定只是神所拣选的义人
And so the vessels used by God are not only limited to those who God has chosen as righteous
神也会用罪人做他的仆人
And God can even use a sinner as a servant
要成全他的旨意
To manifest his will
好我们现在看耶利米书
And if we look at Jeremiah
耶利米书
A book of Jeremiah
耶利米书的二十七章
Jeremiah chapter 27
第六节
verse 6
现在我将这地都交给我的仆人巴比伦王尼布甲尼撒的手我也将田地的走兽给他使用第七节
Verse 7,
列国都必服侍他和他的儿孙直到他本国遭报的日子来到那时多国大君王要使他做他们的奴仆这个地方很清楚神说我的仆人巴比伦王尼布甲尼撒
And here it says very clearly my servant Nebuchadnezzar the king of Babylon
神称说他是我的仆人但是其实尼布甲尼撒并没有敬拜神
And God here calls Nebuchadnezzar his servant even though Nebuchadnezzar does not believe
所以神也用他来完成神的旨意
And so God uses him to fulfill his will
所以不是被神所用的都可以证明他是义人
And so it does not mean that everyone who is used by God is a righteous person.
尼布甲尼撒是义人吗？不是。
Is Nebuchadnezzar a righteous man? No.
只是神用他做工具来成全他的旨意。
However, God still used him as a vessel to fulfill his will.
那当然，神也用义人成全他的旨意。
Of course, God uses righteous men to fulfill his will as well.
所以有时候我们没有办法用神在用我来做一个理由说我没有错。
And so we cannot use the excuse that because God is using me, meaning that I am still, I have done nothing wrong.
巴比伦有没有错？很多错。
Has Babylon committed any sins? Of course they have.
他加害过度对以色列百姓。
They were exceeding they overdid their violence against Israel.
很多的先知书都是在传达神的警告。
And many of the prophet books are preaching the warnings of God.
但是哈巴谷书就不一样。哈巴谷书是在问神。
But the book of Habakkuk is different. It is asking God.
因为对哈巴谷来讲啊，他想不通。
Because Habakkuk, he cannot understand.
不错，我们以色列百姓不好。
It is not that the Israelites are wrong.
但是巴比伦比我们更罪恶。
But the Babylonians are more evil than we are.
那怎么你天上这个至圣洁的神用那个比我们更罪恶的来刑罚这个比较不罪恶的人？
So how can the God in heaven use someone who is more evil than us to teach us?
这个好像是违反神的这个公义的本性。
And it seems as if this goes against the justice of God.
因为一个比我们更坏的人来刑罚我们，我们都不服气啊。
Because we, how unfortunate is it if someone who is more evil than us who punishes us?
但是神对哈巴谷的回答就是说，你们的罪你们要当，但是巴比伦的罪神会分别来对付他们。
And so in the book of Habakkuk, God responds by saying, "You must bear your own sins, and then Babylonians will receive their own punishment."
所以这个原则也在撒迦利亚书第二章出现。
And this standard comes out in Zechariah chapter 2.
所以在巴比伦被神所用。
And so even though the Babylonians are used by God,
我们看第八节。
If we look at verse 8.
第二章第八节。
Chapter 2, verse 8.
万军的神说，在显出荣耀之后，我要差遣我去惩罚掳掠你们的列国，摸你们的，就是摸他眼中的铜人。
Verse 8, for thus says the Lord of the hosts, he sent me after glory to the nations which plunder you, for he who touches you touches the apple of his eye.
所以神要去惩虐掳掠那惩掳掠你们的列国。
And so God would punish those who plundered them.
就是巴比伦。
Which is Babylon.
第九节。
Verse 9.
看啊，我要向他轮手，他们就必做服侍他们之人的掳物。
Verse 9, for surely I will shake my hand against them, and they shall become spoil for their servants.
你们便知道，万军的神差遣我了。
Then you will know that the Lord of hosts has sent me.
所以神以后要按着巴比伦的罪来对付他们。
And so God would also deal with the Babylonians according to their sins.
所以以后神用波斯就把它灭掉了。
And so God used Persia to destroy Babylon.
所以被神所用，不能够当做一个理由说我没有错。
And so to be used by God is not an excuse to say I have done nothing wrong.
不然神怎么会用我？
Or else why would God use me?
巴比伦是一个例子。
And Babylon is an example of that.
那用完神就照着他的罪来跟他算账。
And after God used them, he would discipline them according to their sins.
所以神所用的仆人也要面对神的公义。
And so the servants that God uses must also face the justice of God.
但是对巴比伦神用他来攻打来完成他的旨意，神有给他一个酬劳，
报酬。And after Babylon, it fulfilled the will of God, then God also used them, punished them.
给他一个 reward.
They also gave him a reward.
这个很奇妙，这个神的事情真的是奥秘。
And this is amazing because this is a mystery of God.
你完成神的旨意，你有一个酬劳，但是你有罪，神要把你算到底。
And so if you fulfill the will of God, then you are rewarded. But if you sin against God, you will still be punished.
今天看以西结书的二十九章。
And if we look at Ezekiel chapter 29.
以西结书的二十九章。
Ezekiel chapter 29.
那神给巴比伦的酬劳是什么？
And what is the reward that God gave to Babylon?
二十九章的十九节。
Ezekiel chapter 29 verse 19.
二十九章十九
，Chapter 29, verse 19。
所以主如此说：我必将埃及地赐给巴比伦尼布甲尼撒，他必掳掠埃及群众，抢掠其中的财为掳物，夺其中的货为掠物，这就可以做他军兵的酬劳。二十节
，verse 20。
我将埃及地赐给他，酬他的所效的劳。因为王与军兵是为我勤劳，这是主说的。所以巴比伦很认真去执行神的工作，神没有亏待他，就把埃及交给他，他就占领了埃及，掳了很多东西，这个就是他的报酬。
And because Babylon was so diligent in fulfilling the will of God, then God rewarded them with the land of Egypt.
但是他有错，神就要对待他。
And but because they have done wrong, then God would also punish them.
所以这个神的公义跟怜悯这是 非常奇妙的。
And so we see how amazing the mercy and the justice of God is.
好，那我们现在回来看以西结书的撒加利亚书的第二章。
So now if we turn back to Zechariah chapter 2.
好，因为第一章已经看到说神为耶路撒冷大发热心了。
And so we see that in chapter 1, how God was very fervent for the land of Israel.
那具体的行动是什么？
And so what is the action that must be taken?
具体的行动就是第二章第一节到十三节。
And then this is found in chapter 2, verse 1 through 13.
就是神要来重建耶路撒冷。
That God would rebuild the wall of Jerusalem.
那在第一章的十六节。
And then in chapter 1, verse 16.
说我要回到耶路撒冷人师临民，我的殿必重建在其中。
And in verse 16 says, I am returning to Jerusalem with mercy. My house shall be built in it.
然后准绳要拉在耶路撒冷之上。
And then a surveyor's line shall be stretched out over Jerusalem.
我们如果看那个盖房子的过程，都是有一个绳子去量，宽多少，长多少。
And if we see the process at which a building is being built, we see how they measure the width and the length.
所以在第二章的第一节。
And so in chapter 2, verse 1,
他们要来盖耶路撒冷的这个城。第一个他就提到一个人手拿着准绳。
And so as they are discussing how they're going to build up the wall of Jerusalem, they show that a man with a measuring line.
这个就是盖耶路撒冷的开始。
And so this is the beginning of rebuilding the Jerusalem.
我们知道神叫摩西去盖会幕。
And we know when God told Moses to build the tabernacle.
很清楚告诉他一切里面的细节，要怎么做怎么做，用什么颜色，讲得很清楚。
He was very detailed with, he was very accurate with all the details of how to build this and what color to use.
那个就是标准，神讲的就是标准，那摩西就要完全照那个。
And this was the standard of God, and so Moses had to follow accurately.
那后来神叫挪亚造方舟。
And when God asked Noah to build the ark,
也给他一个标准。
And he also gave him exact measurements.
多长、多宽、多高。
How tall, how wide, and how long.
那里面要怎么盖。
And how to build everything on the inside.
都有一个标准在里面。
And everything has its own standard.
那现在要盖耶路撒冷。
And so now when they are building Jerusalem,
那神就给他一个准绳。有一个人就拿了一个准绳。
And so we see that there is a man with a measuring line in his hand.
那第二节说你要去量耶路撒冷有多宽多长。
And it says in verse 2, to measure Jerusalem to see what its width and its length.
用什么量？
And what do you use to measure?
用这个人的手的准绳。
And it is using the measuring line in this man's hand.
就是标准，神的标准。
And this is the standard of God.
我们来看启示录，好，启示录也有提到这一件事情。
And this is also mentioned in the book of Revelations.
启示录十一章。
Revelation chapter 11.
启示录十一章第一节。
Revelation chapter 11 verse 1.
说有一根苇子是给我当作亮度的杖。而且有话说将神的殿祭坛并礼殿中礼拜的人都量一量。
Verse 1, then I was given a reed like a measuring rod, and the angel stood, saying, Rise and measure the temple of God, the altar, and those who worship there.
这里说苇子要做亮度的杖。
And here it says, a reed like a measuring rod.
这是赐给我，赐就是说从天上给。
And this was given to him, meaning it was given from heaven.
所以这是天上来的标准。
And this is the heavenly standard.
那要量殿，殿就是教会。
And they are to measure the temple, which is the church.
那殿里面礼拜的人就是信主的人。
And those who worship inside the temple are those who believe, the members.
那第二节。
Verse 2.
只是殿外的院子要留下不用量。
But leave out the court which is outside the temple.
这是给外邦人。
And do not measure it. This is for the Gentiles.
所以这个标准外邦人不必量了，不，这个跟那个标准没有关系。
And to the Gentiles, they do not need to be measured according to the standard.
那这个让我们想到两件事情。
And so this thing makes us think of two things.
我们现在活的这个社会没有一个是绝对的。
And in this world, there is no one who is perfect.
一直在变。
It is nothing absolute. Everything is changing.
所以你活在这个社会，你很难讲什么是对，什么是错。
And so it's very hard to distinguish what is right and what is wrong.
因为没有标准。
Because there is no standard.
你看我们最近加州有这个选举的什么第八号提案。
And in California, we recently have the Proposition 8.
就是同性可不可以结婚呢?
It is questioning homosexual marriage.
第八项就是要禁止,
and then Proposition 8 is to ban it.
后来结果是52%赞成。
And then in the end, 52% approved of the ban.
其实这个问题在几年前, 10年前还是什么, 大概是 70%以上的人赞成。
But about a decade ago, over 70% approved of the ban.
就是赞成结婚是一男一女。
That is to say that they approved of marriage limited to only one man and one wife.
那一男跟一男, 一女跟一女, 这不是结婚。
Two men getting married and two men and two women cannot get married.
70%几的, 10年前。
Over 10 years ago,
70%。现在变成52%。
And now it has dropped to 52%.
这个表示这个标准一直在变哦。
And so this is to say that the standard is changing.
那再过几年,
and in a few more years,
这个案可能就通过了。
And maybe this ban will be overruled.
所以世界没有绝对的标准啊。
And so there is no absolute standard.
那这一次为什么会有 52%的赞成?
And why is it that there are 52% who approve of this ban?
因为摩门教出很大的力量。
Because the Mormon Church has made a strong
support
against it.
他就花了几百万的美金在支援这个提案。
And they spent millions of dollars to support this ban.
所以世界将来会没有标准。
And so in the end, the world will not have a standard.
只要这个 consensus, 大家觉得对的就是对。
And it goes by the majority consensus, what they say is right.
所以将来做基督徒会很孤单。
And so in the end, it will be very lonely as Christians.
甚至会受逼迫。
And they will encounter much persecution.
现在同性恋已经在学校的教科书里面在教, 这个是正常的生活方式, 你不可以歧视。
And in our in the elementary school textbooks, they are already learning about homosexual marriages, and so homosexuality is becoming a normal part of life.
那加拿大比美国更偏左。
And then even Canada is even more left-wing than the United States.
你如果讲同性恋是不对, 很可能你就丧失这个教会的这个注册。
And then if you say that homosexuality is wrong there, you cannot register for school.
所以做基督徒越来越困难。
And so it is becoming more and more difficult to be a Christian.
因为这个世界没有天上来的那个杖。
Because there is no measuring rod from heaven.
所以撒迦利亚书说, 手拿着杖。
And so in Zechariah, it says that the measuring line is in the hand.
那启示录说要量殿里面的人。
And then the measuring rod in Revelations is used to measure the temple.
所以我们在这个过属灵的生活, 我们不能说, 哎, 我所做的都照国家的法律, 所以我在神面前, 我没有什么可以悔改。
And so in this generation, we cannot say that because I follow the rules of the country, therefore I have nothing to repent of in the church.
因为那个杖是天上下来的, 不是地上的。
Because that measuring rod is from heaven, not as of earth.
所以当我们面对神的时候, 不是说, 啊, 我都照国家的法律, 你就无愧, 不是这样, 你要从天上来的, 量一量, 你通过了, 你在神面前就没有惭愧。
And so when we encounter God face to face, we cannot have a clear conscience saying that we just obeyed the rules of the earth, but rather we were not held, we are held to the standard of the heavenly rod.
那有很多地方啊, 是灰色地带。
And so there's some areas that are gray.
你找不出法律可以不可以。
There's a middle ground where the law does not say if it is right or wrong.
到最后就回到圣经来看。
And so you can only return back to the Bible.
那撒迦利亚书第二章, 我们再回到第二章。
And so in Zechariah chapter 2.
只要用这个杖来连耶路撒冷。
And so the measuring rod, the measuring line is used to measure Jerusalem.
我们知道耶路撒冷后来就是指的真教会。
And we know that Jerusalem represents the true church.
所以让我们知道我们 盖真教会的一个重要的标准，就是神的话。
And so when we build up the true church of God, there's only one standard, which is the word of God.
那这样啊，这个建出来的方舟啊, 才能够真的救我们。
So that the ark that we build can actually save us.
所以我们看到很多的教会啊, 如果你人很多, 你把它挖深一点。
And so in a church where there are a lot of people, if you see that, if you dig deeper,
看它的根基在哪里啊,
and you see where their root is,
你就发现很多的教会啊, 它的根基不是在神的话里面。
You will find that many churches are not rooted in the word of God.
那很多的教会啊, 神的标准不敢讲。
And in many churches, they are too afraid to talk about the standards of God.
现在主流的教会里面, 第七诫大概都拿掉了。
And in many churches, the
mainstream,
seventh, okay. In mainstream churches, okay. Many, the seventh commandment is removed.
他没有办法讲,
they cannot say it, and it is too difficult to talk about.
因为你一讲啊, 信徒大部分都觉得罪恶感,
because if you say it, then many of the members will feel guilty.
那罪恶感他就不来了。
And then they feel too guilty to come to church.
然后不奉献了, 那教会就关门了。
And they will not offer tithes, and therefore the church will have to close.
所以, 我们看这个第二章, 这个, 重建耶路撒冷是有标准的。
And so if we look at chapter 2, where it says to rebuild the walls of Jerusalem, you need a measuring standard.
所以如果我们看人在评论我们真耶稣教会, 太古板, 你要看他怎么评法。
And so if you see someone judging the true Jesus church, you have to see by which standard they are using.
如果他是完全用神的话来讲,
if they are absolutely using the word of God,
那我们被评作太古板,
and if we are used, we are claimed to be too old, old-fashioned, then thank God.
也能够坚持神的话,
then we can hold on to the word of God.
这里要感谢神,
then thank God, because this is the true saving church.
所以, 重建耶路撒冷, 第一个要量耶路撒冷。
And so to rebuild the walls of Jerusalem, you need a measuring line.
第二个,
and the second is,
这里说耶路撒冷是无城墙的乡村。
And it says that Jerusalem is a city without walls.
第四节,
in verse 4,
他都有说你跑去告诉少年人说, 耶路撒冷必须有人居住, 好像无城墙的乡村。
And verse 4, it says, run, speak to this young man, saying, Jerusalem shall be inhabited as towns without walls.
为什么?
Why?
下面, 因为人民跟牲畜甚多。
Because of multitude of men and livestock in it.
你有城墙就受限制啊。
Because once you have walls, you are limited.
因为人太多了,所以你没城墙,一直往外延伸。
Because there are too many men, then you just keep expanding the walls.
所以真耶稣教的扩张是没有限制的。
And so the expansion of True Jesus Church is without limits.
因为各国各民各族都要归入这个真教会。
Because all nations and all people shall enter into the church.
是没有限制的。
And so there is no limit.
教会的成长是没有限制的。
And so the growth of the church has no boundaries.
每个地方都可以有。
And it can be expanded to everywhere.
各种文化都可能接受。
That all people of all languages can accept this.
文化, culture.
Culture.
各种种族都可能接受。
And people of all nations can receive it.
因为它没有城墙, 没有限制。
Because it has no walls and no boundaries.
那下面说, 第五节,
and verse 5 it says,
神说, 我要做耶路撒冷四围的火城。
And then in verse 5, for I says the Lord will be a wall of fire all around her.
你看前面说, 没有城墙, 后面又说, 有火城。
And before in verse 4 it says that there is no walls, and then in verse 5 it says it's a wall of fire.
那这个火城从哪里来?
And where does this wall of fire come from?
我要做耶路撒冷四围的火城。
For I will be the wall of fire around Jerusalem.
那什么是火城?
And what is a wall of fire?
这个是神的保守啊。
It is the protection of God.
我们看出埃及记14章。
And if we look at Exodus chapter 14.
出埃及记的14章。
Exodus chapter 14.
20节。
Verse 20.
说在埃及营和以色列中间有云柱，一边黑暗，一边发光，昼夜两下不得相见。Verse
20. So it came between the camp of the Egyptians and the camp of Israel. Thus it was a cloud and darkness to the one, and it gave light by night to the other, so that the one did not come near the other at night.
这个地方讲以色列百姓要去追，埃及人要去追以色列百姓。
And here it talks about the Egyptians pursuing after the Israelites.
那神的使者, 19节, 神的使者转到以色列百姓后边。
And then in verse 19 says that the angel of the Lord moved and went behind the people of Israel.
当然在晚上就变成火柱了。
And so at night it became a pillar of fire.
就把以色列百姓跟埃及隔开来。
And so it separated the Egyptians from the Israelites.
所以两下终不得接近。
And so that the one did not come near the other all night.
因为有这个云柱跟火柱。
Because of this cloud of fire and pillar of fire.
所以我们教会里面虽然发展是没有限制，但是教会里面有火墙。
And so even though the church has no walls or boundaries, there is a wall of fire around it.
就是神的保守，神的看顾。
It is the protection and the abundance of God.
所以我们进到神的国里面呢，魔鬼就没有办法啊。
And so when we enter into the kingdom of God, Satan cannot harm us.
我们每个人都有天使在看顾我们。
Because every single one of us has angels watching over us.
那为什么有时候信主的人还会有魔鬼做工？
And why is it that those who believe still have Satan attacking them?
那可是因为有原因的。
And that is because there's a reason behind it.
所以我们受洗的人如果有魔鬼做工， 一定要找有原因，没有原因不会这样发生。
And so for those of us who are baptized, if we are still bothered by Satan, we must find out the reason why.
因为得救就是从魔鬼的权势进到神的国里面。
Because salvation is being released from the grasp of Satan and into the kingdom of God.
魔鬼的权势。
The dominion of Satan.
进到神的国度里面。
And into the kingdom of God.
在神的保守之下。
And it is under the protection of God.
所以魔鬼没有办法干扰我们。
And so Satan cannot bother us.
所以我们在教会里面看到每个如果信主的人有魔鬼在干扰，一定有原因。
And so if someone in our church is being bothered by Satan, there must be a reason behind it.
有的是有偶像。
Some have idols.
那有的是可能犯罪。
And others might have sinned.
有的是可能哪里给魔鬼留地步。
And some might have given a foothold for Satan.
那要把那个原因找出来。
And you must find a reason behind it.
把它除掉。
And get rid of it.
那祷告, and pray. 神的这个火墙就会再出现, 就会再保守。
And then God's wall of fire shall come around us and protect us.
所以在主里面有平安。
And so in God there is joy.
因为没有神允许, 连一根头发也不会掉。
And if God does not will it, then not even a strand of our hair can be lost.
神的火墙, 火城围绕着。
And the wall of fire of God surrounds us.
所以这是信主的一个平安的根源。 神在保守我们,
and this is a promise of peace to the members that God is protecting.
虽然看不见, 但是是存在的。
And even though we might not see it, it exists.
所以你看旧约时代里面呢, 进到城里面, 看到, 那个伊丽莎吧, 看到的, 看到, 被敌人包围了。
And in the Old Testament, Elisha, when he walked out, he saw that they were surrounded by enemies.
伊丽莎仆人怕得很啊。
And Elisha's servant was afraid.
我们这个城被敌人包围了, 你出路都没有, 怎么办?
That our city has been surrounded by the enemies. There is no way to escape.
就神开眼睛, 那仆人就看到火车火马围绕着。
And then when God opened up the eyes of the of Elisha's servants, he saw that they were surrounded by chariots of fire.
他就放心了。
And then he relaxed.
所以今天在看顾我们的, 就是神所派的天使在看顾我们。
And so, the God who protects us provides angels around us.
在困难的环境啊, 我们都不会怕, 因为有神的保守。
No matter what the circumstances is, we do not need to be afraid because God protects us.
那第五节,
and verse 5.
神要做他的荣耀。
And it says that God will be the glory.
所以教会的荣耀是什么?
And so what is the glory of the church?
不是教会里面有很多社会的名流。
It is not because we have many famous people in the church.
所以这个教会很荣耀。
And that is not why the church is so glorious.
我记得有一次啊，一个慕道朋友在问我。
And I remember one time a true seeker asked me.
那个大概20年前吧。
It's about 20 years ago.
你们真耶稣教会也没有律师，也没有医生。
There are no doctors or lawyers in the church.
如果现在问我，我就举给他看，我们几个律师，几个医生。
But if they ask me now, I could point many examples to them now.
那要来加入一个教会，要看里面有没有律师、医生，这个已经。 跟圣经强调的不一样，这可能是其他的教会，不是真耶稣教会。And
to debate whether to enter a church based on the number of lawyers and doctors, this is not a standard of the Bible.
那这个慕道者到现在还没有洗礼。And
even till now, this true seeker has not received baptism.
因为你如果一直想教会的荣耀，就是这个社会上的一些人尊重的人有没有在教会，那就很难。
And so if you think about whether the glory of the church is based on all these worldly things, then it is very difficult to enter the church.
教会的荣耀从哪里来?
And so where is the glory of the church?
也不是建筑物。
It is not from any worldly thing.
如果以建筑物当荣耀, 那个谁, 摩门教最荣耀, 你去看那个犹他州盐湖城。
If it is based on the building structure, then the Mormon church would be the most glorious. If you go to Salt Lake City,
哇, 盖得堂皇, 壮丽。
And it's very glorious. It is very big and nice.
那教会的荣耀是什么?
And so what is the glory of the church?
我要做其中的荣耀。
That God is the glory of the church.
教会的荣耀是神的同在。
And so the glory of the church is the abidance of God.
那神的同在有两个重要表现。
And so the abidance of God has two characteristics.
第一个是神的作为。
And first it is the kingdom, the throne of God.
作为神的是吧？作为神所做出来的事情。
Work of God.
所以你看主耶稣降神迹一遍赶鬼。
And so when Jesus healed the sick and cast out demons,
神的荣耀。
It is to demonstrate the glory of God.
所以我们教会的荣耀就是神很有能力的作为。
And so to show the glory of God is the work of God.
这是第一个。
And this is the first.
第二个。
And the second.
教会的荣耀就是显明神的美德。
And so to the glory of God is to demonstrate the character of God.
Yeah. 神的美德。
And this the character of God.
所以圣经说要行为发光。
And so the Bible says that we should shine the light.
那个光就是荣耀。
And the light is glory.
所以主耶稣很荣耀。
And so Jesus was very glorious.
因为主耶稣的很完美。
Because he was very beautiful.
好像光照在黑暗里面。
And it was just like a light in the dark.
所以每个信徒生活都改变。
And so all the members, their lives are changed.
彼此相爱。
And they love one another.
教会里面的人非常圣洁。
And all the people of the church are very holy.
那这个就是神的荣耀。
And so this is the glory of God.
这就是荣美的教会。
And this is the glorious church.
那神要在我们当中显出他的荣耀，就是这两件事情。
And so God will manifest his glory in the midst of us through these two things.
那被掳的要归回，从第六节开始。
And in verse 6, that the captured shall return.
我们看在神的眼中以色列百姓是非常的宝贵。
That in the eyes of God, the people of Jerusalem were very precious.
第八节
verse 8,
下半句
the second half.
摸你们的就是摸他眼中的瞳仁。
For he touches you, touches the apple of his eye.
我们最敏感的地方就是眼中的瞳仁。
And our most sensitive part of our eye is the pupil of our eye.
所以你一摸到这个睫毛，眼睛就闭起来，就是保护那眼中的瞳仁。
Because anytime we are about to put something into our eye, naturally our eyelids close because it is so sensitive.
那这个欺凌这个以色列百姓的加害于以色列百姓的，就是加害于神的同仁就是加害于神了。
And so those who plundered the Israelites also plundered God.
因为神看顾他们，好像眼中的同仁。
Because God saw the Israelites as if they were the apple of his eye.
所以我们在神的眼中是很宝贵的。
And so in the eyes of God, we are very precious.
一起默祷。
So let's all pray in silence.